Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network.
You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub
just
for the mission
of church multiplication. Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, jingling too. Don't you know it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you?
Hey, that was pretty good.
Outside the snow is falling.
I don't know. I'm not the person you need to ask about lyrics.
About Christmas? They don't celebrate Christmas in Canada?
No, I just have this thing where I mess up all
Boxer
the lyrics.
Boxer Day.
Yes, Boxing Day. Hey, in fact, okay, number one, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
And I will not finish out the intro. But number two, when a couple weeks ago when my daughter was doing her chorus performances.
Yes.
We were at a church for her final one. There was going to be we had a little party afterwards.
Right.
But when they were all singing Frosty, or Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? My son stood up. So there's probably like 70, 80 adults, you know, kids, family, all there watching. He's doing the commentary on Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. He's like, reindeer, very shiny nose, like a light bulb. Oh, and I think he just said like a light bulb after everything after that.
That's awesome. Did he get a laugh?
Oh, yeah. After the show ended, I don't know how many people came up and wanted to give him a high five. And they were like, he was the best part about the show. And
that's awesome. He needs to come to ours next year because, well, I mean, it's good, but it's the same thing every year. And
yeah.
So when you have multiple kids in the same school, it's classical school. So there's lots of liturgical elements and prose and all this
stuff.
So
not much laughter?
No. We don't do that kind of thing.
It sounds like
sound very polished and professional, but yeah. We need some Macarios up in there.
Yes, exactly. All right, so Merry Christmas. Maybe for the hardcore few of you, you're listening to this on Christmas Eve,
God
rather than
bless
getting ready
you,
for yes,
everyone.
God bless ye, merry gentlemen. Should we just go after our favorite hymns? What is your favorite hymn anyway?
For Christmas or for what?
For Christmas.
Man.
Or Christmas carol. Secular or
okay, let's go
holy.
Both. Sacred and secular.
Yes.
Okay, so sacred would probably be Holy Night.
A Holy Night, yeah.
Yeah.
That's epic.
Yeah, because... if I'm by myself or with just my children, I will wail on that one. Just let it all out. And then I'm going to say White Christmas is probably my.
Okay. Mariah Carey?
No. Bing. Bing Crosby.
Oh, Bing. Yeah. Okay. Mine is probably Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
I like Hark the Herald.
Yeah.
My daughter makes me sing that one almost every night right now.
Nice. Nice. So, and then secular, probably the Chestnuts one. Yeah. That's literally the only part of the song I know, but it's fun to sing. I don't even like eating chestnuts either.
Do you know, they're not that great because I grew up in an area that was relatively chestnut free.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, oh, I'm going to do this, you know? And so you roast them and then you're like, oh.
It's disappointing.
This is like.
They're dry and.
Mushy and not that great.
No, it's not good.
I think I'll get some Chex Mix.
Chex Mix. Or whatever the dog. What is that dog version of it?
I don't know.
So Chex Mix, but you do peanut butter and frosted sugar and.
Oh.
That, not for dogs, but.
Oh,
you know,
no. Yeah. Oh, I forgot what that's called. I don't know. I don't like that stuff, though. It's too much.
Yeah.
Too sugary.
Hey, guys, if you ever want to give Todd, if you ever feel like giving Todd a great present that he would love, just send over some popcorn to One Lifeway Plaza, Nashville, Tennessee.
Whoa.
Especially mixed popcorn. You know, the ones you get in cans and tins around the holiday season.
People know
seriously,
this problem.
I will. You will be my best friend if you do that and send some of that to One Lifeway Plaza in Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah. You'll find it on your desk.
Yes. All right. So today for our Christmas Eve episode, we obviously did banter quite a bit here and there, but today's episode is a fun one.
It's Christmas Eve.
Yeah, it is
Christmas
Eve.
You've got some extra time.
Exactly.
And you're
probably getting ready for your service, or maybe it's a couple days after Christmas Eve. So what we wanted to talk about today was, and cue the question beep, how do you rest individually as a family and as a church staff post Christmas Eve service?
Is this for me? Because I'm not really good at resting at all.
How do you rest on the weekends, Todd?
I work. I don't rest well.
Okay.
In fact, I'll launch another podcast on Christmas Eve.
Ooh, there we go.
Yes.
There we go. We'll put it in the show notes.
You should
be sure to check it out.
It's going
to
be epic.
Yes. All right. But seriously, though, how do you rest individually as a family and as a church staff post Christmas Eve service? I'll go first then.
Okay.
Because I think you're not as good at resting.
No.
Yeah. So as a family, okay, for me personally, everywhere that I've pastored, we've never lived in the same place as either side of our family. So the way that we rested post-Christmas Eve service was on Christmas or the day after Christmas, we would travel and we would go see family. So maybe on Christmas Day, we would do a family Christmas. Or sometimes actually on Christmas, because flights would be cheaper, we would fly out. Or on Christmas Eve after the service ended, we would drive a couple hours to go see Christina's family. So in that way, for us, I almost feel like resting during Christmas for us has become getting out of our city, getting out of where we're at, and hanging out with our family.
Yeah. Okay, so we have... Basically, I can remember almost everybody in my family was in ministry, so it was very normal for everyone to understand, hey, if Christmas is falling on this day or that day of the week, you're not going to see anybody because everybody's doing all their church stuff. So Christmas Eve, for sure, service happens. And then depending on, I mean, you know, when a Wednesday night or Sunday night fell, we would still be doing ministry. Just because that's how everybody's wired. So it was cool because then you got like a pass for having to travel or stuff like that.
Yeah, okay.
My family is really, both sides of our family actually are pretty good at playing together during that. So when I say I'm not good at resting, that means I'm not good at sitting. So like I hate the beach. The beach sounds horrible to me. It's like torture because... It's hot, and I don't want to be hot, and I have to sit still, and I definitely don't want to sit still. And then, so,
but
you know,
build
people are like,
castles and
yeah, that's what I end up doing. And
yeah.
So that's my saving grace is, you know, I get to go do all that kind of stuff because I just cannot sit. I don't get it. I don't get it at all. Anyway, but my family was really good in that, you know, I talked about my dad's side of the family, like 13 sons and grandsons, so... It was just, what trouble are we about to cause or get into? So it didn't matter how cold it was or if it was snowing, even all the better, because we're all going to be outside throwing snowballs at each other or big walnuts and somebody has to go to the hospital or whatever it is. It's going to
awesome.
Be it's going to be a good time. Yeah. So we worked a lot as well over over a break where we go out and do some kind of project on the farm or somebody else's farm or whatever.
Yeah. So there's a lot
tobacco
of
tobacco.
Yeah.
happened a lot of times.
So a lot of doing, to rest. What about individually though? Right. So individually, typically post Christmas Eve service, most church staff have days off and we'll talk about the church staff side of things at the end of the podcast here, but individually, right, there's probably time where even if you did go on vacation or go to see family or stayed home, there's more individual time that you might have. What are ways that you rest individually?
This is going to sound a little messed up, but I mean, you know, personally, Daniel, you know me very well, and I would think some of our listeners probably know me pretty well by now and would understand when I say, for me, I think... I'm going to answer the question this way, like what energizes me, what gives me energy or feeds me, and that's ideas and thinking about ideas and processing ideas. So, you know, that actually gets me excited. So it would be, you know, getting to sit with my brother-in-law, who we're a lot alike, but we're a lot different. So mm-hmm. we kind of feed each off of each other well. I think you and I would be the same way.
Yeah.
Where, man, I can talk about the same thing for 2 hours and get like deep in the weeds on it. And that actually energizes me. Like after that, I'm ready to get up and go, you know, mm-hmm. do something great. Whereas I think for some people it would be draining.
Yeah.
I find that kind of activity actually stimulating and filling.
Yeah. But it's not, it sounds to me that it's not just any sort of activity, but there's a lot of output. There's a lot of creation that's happening. And when you do that, I mean, even when we plan for every year as a part of what we do here at Lifeway Leadership, New Church is a part of the Lifeway Leadership family. We create different coaching tracks, coaching seminars to help pastors in their mission of making disciples and in multiplication. So even for us, every time we create exercises and create,
oh, that's the best.
Yeah, moments of teaching, leveraging adult education principles. Yeah, you're right. Literally at the end of every time we do that, you're like, can we just schedule more of these? These are really fun.
Yeah. And Kaylee's like, no.
Yeah. Well, because she
sit in between the two of us, and then I'll have an idea and I'll get up and start to write it out. And you're like, oh, I really like that. But what if we did this?
Yeah.
And then I'll be like, oh, I love this.
And Kaylee's writing it down and then delete.
Then something else comes along. So we feed off of each other. Yeah. And I think that's really fun. So yeah. That kind of thing is actually,
okay.
I know it sounds weird because you're asking about rest, but
yeah,
what it is really about for me is rejuvenation.
Yeah.
And so that rejuvenates me.
So I love creating like that too. I do. And right now I'm trying to finish off, I'm hoping by February that I can finish off the next, this next manuscript. So I'm in full on creation mode. Like evenings, weekends, when I'm preaching, writing, it's just a lot of creation. So for me, what rest looks like is zero creation and all consumption, learning. So I love reading. There are so many books that I just have on my schedule, and I love reading to learn, because I don't really read fiction that well. But sometimes, Todd, there are sometimes you read books because you need to produce something from it. And there are other times you just read nonfiction because it's really fascinating and it's stimulating and it's great ideas. So for me, there's this one book that I'm reading called Extreme it's The Narcissist in You or something like that. Extreme Narcissism. We talked about it on the 5LQ podcast.
Did Ed give you this book? I'm just curious. I mean, should we? That would make a great Christmas gift.
Yes. Oh, yes. No, that is awesome.
We totally should. We should send it to him.
Okay. So there's Merry a chapter Christmas. I read in that because it was talking about parental narcissism that I was talking about in my book. But I usually would just stop. But because it was so fascinating, I'm just reading it. I'm just reading the rest of it because it's just incredibly fascinating to see what this looks like in today's day and age. So those are different ways that we can rest individually and as families. But before we get into the last part of this question, which is how, as a church staff, can you rest post-Christmas Eve service, especially when most of the church staff are gone and there's probably one or two left, probably usually the student pastor or the college pastor that are left behind to preach that sermon. And a church secretary and everyone else is kind of on vacation. So usually when that happens, how do you still rest or celebrate as a church staff post-Christmas Eve service? So before we get into that, I just wanted to share that this month, The New Church's Q&A podcast is brought to you in part by the Living and Effective podcast. So this podcast is brought to you by Christianity Today and the Christian Standard Bible. And in this season, in the first season, they look at the hidden history of the Bible. The host, Richard Clark, wrestles with tough questions and explores what the future holds for the church. So if you haven't yet listened to any of the episodes, be sure to look up Living and Effective on wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so back to our question, Todd. As a church staff post-Christmas Eve service, how should a church staff celebrate everything that's happened? What's a good time to do that? What's a good way to do that?
Celebrate what's happened in the Christmas Eve service?
Yeah, definitely. Because in my experience, Christmas Eve services are sometimes very reflective, but most of the time, it's incredibly exciting because of the number of new people that come to your church. And then it ends and everyone disperses.
Yeah.
And maybe a week off, 2 weeks.
Right.
Everyone gets back together. And it's like, I feel like most churches don't celebrate that well.
I would totally agree. So I would say that it really is saying, hey, you know, Easter, there's a natural rhythm because, you know, the week after Easter, it's another week.
Yeah. It's the most important week because you got to follow up.
You got to follow up. But we should be following up with those Christmas Christians as well. So, you know, your Creaster Christians, the people that come just Christmas and Easter, like we need to make sure, like you have a unique opportunity to capture them and put them on some type of pathway toward Easter, not wait until Easter to then try to capture them and put them into some system or some follow up.
Yeah.
So I think you're right. I think the interesting thing about Christmas is we all work right up to it. And then, you know, we feel the pressure because we're basically producing this service so that other people can come and enjoy Christmas and enjoy each other and relax and you know, all of that. But then once it's over, then it's everybody's like, oh, I'm so glad that's over. Now I can go. Yeah. Now I can
and then
relax.
Or back to normal.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then, we'll do a scale back.
Totally. And
New Year's Eve. Yeah.
January, it's like, oh, we're working on our vision or we're working on whatever. And you miss that opportunity.
Yeah.
So I do think some great ways to celebrate that. There needs to be, in my opinion, a time where you guys get all back together, if possible. I know people are traveling and all of that. So if at all possible you get back together, if you can't do that until the new year, then bring back the stats, bring back the pictures and the stories from Christmas. Don't let those go away. Celebrate those then. Also, be sure, and you can do this, you're listening to this Christmas Eve, so you can't do this now. So you can do this in advance. You can prepare. There's some stuff that you can do in preparation. You don't have to wait until the Christmas Eve service is over and then go, oh man, now I have to write the staff email thanking them for everything or the volunteer email thanking them for putting in the extra time, effort, whatever. Go ahead and do that in advance.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Put it in your drafts.
Yeah, get it in your drafts. And then, you know, it's not like I'm going to fill in the stories, but it's almost is. Like this sounds horrible, but I had three different templates for weddings and funerals that I'm like, okay, if it's this type of wedding, this is what it's going to be. And then I get some stories and I fill in. Then funerals, I'm like, if this person was a saint, I got that one. If it was I don't know, I got that one. If it was a tragedy, I got that one.
That's smart.
And it was definitely customized per person, per experience, but I had, you know, 60 or 70% was already done. And I did that with emails as well.
Yeah.
Now, you weren't going to get the exact same email every Christmas Eve, but you were going to get some templated form of, oh, I need to remember to thank people. I need to remember there's a story I need to slide in here and X.
For sure. So those are great points. And what I would say on the communication point, that if you're the senior leader at your church, that post-Christmas Eve service in the evening or even on Christmas Day, that you just shoot out a quick text to your entire staff Doesn't have to be long, but just thanking them, celebrating them, not asking anything. You don't even have to go into stats, but just thanking them, appreciating them, and telling them to have a great time off, right? Just to know that you're thinking about them, right? Not to have your secretary do it, but you do it yourself. So that's first and foremost. But what I would say here in the new year, because most churches won't have all the staff back together until the new year, what I would encourage you to do is this. Okay, there are two different types of parties. There's one type of party where it's literally just a party without a purpose. You're just hanging out, celebrating, catching up, and you know, that might be even a great time to do a staff lunch or whatnot once you get back. And you could definitely do it that way. But what I would encourage you to do instead, especially because this is your staff and this is your leadership team, and for those of you who are solo pastors, I mean, this applies to you bringing your leadership team together. Maybe it's on a Saturday afternoon or a Saturday morning. But what I encourage you to do this new year is bring everyone together, but have a party with a purpose, right? So don't just have a party, but bring everyone together and say, hey guys, we look at all, print out all the names of all the new people that came and visited you, that you caught, that you captured their information. If you didn't capture their information, make sure you do so next time. But look at the entire list of, hey, these are all the brand new people that we, that came, that told us that they were here. So we have free lunch. We're going to hang out for the next 2-3 hours. It's going to be a 3-hour lunch, and we're all going to sit here, write cards, mail them out, do a gift, and we're just going to pray for every single new person just to know that they were here, just to know that we noticed them and that we would love to have them back, and put in a mailer or a brochure for the upcoming sermon series that you might have. Usually, honestly, in the new year, it's great to do a vision Sunday or a vision couple Sundays, but even better would be a kind of a life applicable type of topical message in that way. And I'm an expository preacher. I mean, we go through books of the Bible and topics in our church, but January especially and post-Easter, those are great times to always do topical felt needs types of messages just to bring people back. All right.
So good.
Well, thanks again for listening in. And man, hey, here's the thing. I know it's Christmas Eve and some of you are listening to it in the new year. And especially if you are listening to it in the new year, what I'd love for you to do is text the word blueprint to the number 888-111. If you do that, you're going to learn a little bit more about our upcoming Pipeline Blueprint Coaching Conference that we're going to be doing in Orange County in March. So Todd and I are going to be there. We're going to be coaching. We would love to hang out with you there. So make sure to do that by texting the word blueprint to the number 888-111. And if you haven't yet checked out the Established Church podcast, be sure to do that. We even interviewed Josh King, Micah Fries, and Sam Rayner on the 5 Leadership Questions 1-2. So we'll put that one in the show notes as it comes up. Well, thanks again for listening in.